Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Thanks, Rachel, and welcome back to the podcast. Thanks so much for taking part of your day to hang out with us. Today's topic is something that's really, really important to the life of every believer, and it's this idea of choosing character. Choosing character. If you're with us Sunday, you know we talked about this idea of decision fatigue, that every single day we make hundreds, if not thousands, of decisions. And the research is crystal clear. The more decisions we make, the more worn down we become. The later it is in the day, the more that we shoot from the hip. And if we're not careful, we'll choose convenience instead of character. We'll do what's easy, we'll do what's expedient instead of doing what's right. Well, in 1 Samuel 24, David has a chance to do this. In 1 Samuel 24, David has been on the run from the king whose name is Saul. Saul wanted to kill him. Saul's trying to track him down. And in the moment of trying to track down David, he actually wanders into David's path. And it seems like the perfect opportunity to take matters into his own hands. Have you ever had one of those situations? Have you ever had a moment where you could have done whatever you wanted to? Nobody would have questioned about it. Most people would have never even known about it. What we do in those moments actually does matter. That we need to, as followers of Christ, say, you know what? I'm going to choose character. So briefly, let me give you four decisions that we're all going to walk through at one point or another, and then give you a corresponding principle that goes with that, a principle that's based on character. And my hope is, while we have time, while we have margin, we can prep for these moments so they don't catch us off guard. And the first decision is, number one, the availability decision. Availability. See, a lot of times, whenever we have an opportunity, we misread that as an open door. Let me tell you what I mean by that. In 1 Samuel 24, the evil king Saul wanders into the area where David and his men are, and David's men see this evil king, and they see it as an opportunity. They say to David in verse 4, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. Today, you can take this guy out. We're going to have moments like that. We're going to have opportunities that come across our plate every single day, every single week, every single year. And here's the reminder. Here's the character reminder. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Another way of saying it is this: not every opportunity is an open door. Not every opportunity is a mandate from God himself. And so just because there's an opportunity, just because it's available, doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing. That's the availability decision. Decision number two is what I call the agreement decision. All of David's men agreed together. All of them in one voice say to David, this is your chance. You should kill the king. And so in those moments, we might be tempted to think, well, everybody says it's okay. Maybe we get advice from the person in the next cubicle over. Maybe we get advice from the person we play cards with every single, whoever that person may be that we work out with. Just because everybody says it's okay does not necessarily mean it is okay. That's the principle of character. Just because everybody says it's okay does not mean it's okay, because sometimes the crowd is actually wrong. This is why it's so important that we have godly people, godly influences in our life, people that are close to us that are on the same journey. That's the agreement decision. Number three is what I call the authority decision. So when David has this chance to kill the king, David has this pause in his conscience where he realizes that Saul, even though he's evil, Saul, even though he's bad, Saul, even though he's done crazy things, he is still the king that was put on the throne by God himself. See, the authority decision is this: to do the right thing in the wrong way is still wrong. For David to take matters into his own hands and to promote himself by killing Saul early, that's the wrong thing to do. That's the decision we're going to make. Am I going to remain under authority, or am I going to try to take authority? And here's the last decision. Decision number four is what I call the anchor decision. See, every decision we make is anchored in something. Oftentimes it's convenience. Oftentimes it's in our best interest. But for David, his decisions were anchored in righteousness. Now, righteousness is just a big word that means to do the right thing. And the principle behind this decision is that when you do it God's way, you get righteous results. When you surrender your decisions instead of compromising, instead of doing what's convenient, instead of doing what's easier, when you hold out and say, God, I want to do this your way. I want to do what's right as you define right, regardless of what it costs me. You get to see God results. What happened for David? Well, ultimately, he still becomes king. He didn't have to take it himself. God appointed him and put him on the throne. But the second thing that happened for David is he got to live with peace in his life. I meet so many folks that don't have that kind of peace because they've taken matters into their own hands. So I just want to encourage you today, if you're facing a decision, if you're in the middle of this decision fatigue, would you choose character today? And maybe you're not making one of these big life-changing decisions right now. Would you download these principles into your heart so that you have some compass as you navigate them in the future? Well, hey, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. If you want to catch the total replay of the message from Sunday and catch all the principles and all the teaching, just swing by our website, sugarhill.church, and there's a replay option there. I'd love for you to check it out, and I'd be honored if you'd share it with the people around you. Well, thanks again for being on the podcast. I want to remind you, this Sunday morning, Pastor Chuck is going to be talking all about Imagine Zero. It's going to be such an important moment in the life of our church, so go ahead and start making plans now to join us this Sunday at 9:30 or 11. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.